This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, Monday edition, What's on Your Mind? Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place.
Latest reports now, 130
stars and stripes.
Hamas targets have been hit in the past 3 hours, according to Israel. The murder toll is 800 plus as this war enters its third day. Watching it very closely for you. Also report now that the American effort to supply Israel with new military assistance taking a step forward overnight as the Biden administration officials brief Congress on specific weapons that Israel is seeking from the United States. And that includes precision-guided munitions and more interceptors for the Iron Dome air defense system, according to people familiar with the call. So they're seeking more help there as well. We'll continue to watch all of this for you on the program. Mark Levin at the bottom of the hour on his new book right now. UND Aerospace Dean Bob Cross is with us in studio to tell us a little bit about a big event happening tomorrow and Wednesday up in Grand Forks, the UAS Summit. Nice to see you again.
Glad to be here, Scott. Thanks for having us.
What role do you think UAS, unmanned aerial systems, are playing right now and what we're seeing play out on our screens in Israel?
I think it's a huge role. So there's so many different things that UAS could be used for. So there obviously is the weapons employment, which we don't see too much of going on, but it's the surveillance and reconnaissance and trying to identify where the attacks are coming from so that you can target the specific people that were making and launching those rockets and you can minimize collateral damage in the process.
So there's the surveillance, big part of it, but there's also weaponry now as well, right?
There is, but we haven't seen too much of that. So a lot of it right now is Israel using aircraft and missiles and rockets, and so we just haven't heard much reporting of drone use.
It's going to be very interesting to have the special guests that you have coming for the UAS Summit and Expo, which, by the way, again, Lara Center, Grand Forks tomorrow and Wednesday. Why is this summit such a big deal for the future growth of the UAS industry, and how does UND play a role in the conference?
Well, one is the history of this conference. So this is the 17th annual UAS conference, which when you look at UAS usage on the civilian side, UND and North Dakota have been leading the way. And so we've been a part of this since the beginning. It is commercially produced by UAS Magazine and BBI International, but we've been there kind of hand-in-hand with them the whole way as one of the key sponsors. And so there's a lot of things that go with it. It's the sharing of technology and research. It's networking with companies from small business all the way up to the major corporations like Northrop Grumman and General Atomics, and then also workforce development. And so with the growth of the UAS industry in Grand Forks, we have a significant number of jobs available, and so our Economic Development Corporation is actively recruiting people to come and live in Grand Forks.
Does Grand Forks have a peer in UND Aerospace Center have a peer as to the amount of assets that have come together like this?
So interestingly, not a peer on the UAS side, but if you look at the space industry, you look at like Houston, Texas, and we consider that a space hub, or Huntsville, Alabama as a space hub. We are effectively a UAS hub, and so in terms of major industry, we have the major producers of UAS, the technology, the policy development, which is where we've been a very big part of, is integrating UAS into national airspace with the Northern Plains UAS test site and the Vantis Beyond Visual Line of Sight network across the state of North Dakota.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of this FAA test zone. You've got the UAS ecosystem. You have the Air Force adding assets. Right now, the ISR mission that is on the drawing board, it just seems like it's hard to find somebody that has that assortment of assets within a, especially a community the size of Grand Forks and UND.
Well, it's exciting, and as you mentioned, what makes it important, or what proves our point, is the fact that we have two of the chiefs of staff coming to this conference. And so Senator Hoeven is bringing the chief of space operations, General Saltzman, and Senator Kramer is bringing the acting Air Force chief of staff, General Dave Alvin, who also has ties to North Dakota. He was a squadron commander here about 20 years ago.
So explain the significance of those two and what the what role they play within the United States Armed Services and the connection to UND.
So the role of the chiefs of staff is to serve as an advisory group to the president in terms of the use of military force. The Secretary of Defense is the civilian leader of the military, but the chiefs of staff are the military advisors to the president. And so we effectively have two of the four services, and then there's the chairman and vice chairman. And so the fact that we have two of them interested in what's going on here. So the Air Force Chief of Staff from the UAS side, but there's a growing space industry in North Dakota, too. And so now we have the Chief of Space Operations coming also.
Explain the space industry. When you say that, what do you mean? What do we have?
So North Dakota has long had, since the 1970s, in fact, they just had their 50th anniversary, Cavalier Space Force Station with the early warning radar that's up there. But the new thing that's happened over the last year and a half to 2 years is the Space Development Agency is going to be launching a satellite network similar to Starlink and some of the other networks that are going up. And they decided they had a competition to pick two sites for their control center where they would actually operate the satellites, and it's going to be Grand Forks and Huntsville, Alabama. The advantage that Grand Forks brings is we have a building that they can modify and move into versus Huntsville needs to build the building from scratch. And so it's going to be operational working from Grand Forks Air Force Base in the near future.
Explain the significance of that fairly new, as it pertains to United States Armed Forces Agency and its role.
Well, the Space Force, so space is integrated in everything that we do, and I think a lot of people don't realize, like, the GPS system. Like, if you have an automatic time on anything, so like your refrigerator, in some cases, may have a GPS antenna in it. And so, one, it's protecting the assets that we have in space. Two, it's sharing the information that we are getting the information that someone has to the person that needs it, and so it's a communications aspect. Almost all of our communications have some link to satellites at some point, and like we have, like you have three screens up here right now, and so chances are those are coming from a satellite. And so that, yes, it might be commercial, but there is a protection of those assets and a security that is important. There is a national security aspect to space, and so they spun off the Space Force with Senator Kramer's help to basically identify that and focus on that as opposed to being part of and ingrained in the rest of the Air Force.
And we have enemies worldwide that are also in this space, so it's important to stay ahead of them, right?
Very much so. I would say adversaries and competition. And so what we're seeing, the big thing that's happening in the space world today, their space domain, we'll call it, is this proliferation of commercial space. And so it's with Elon Musk and with his network and other things that are going up, but we're seeing more and more ISR, surveillance and reconnaissance satellites going up that are commercial. And so now the question is, does the Department of Defense need to launch their own satellite, or can we integrate in these commercial satellites into what the U.S. needs it from it?
What would the commercial use of an ISR satellite be?
Mapping. And so it's, from an agriculture standpoint, it's huge. And so you can actually check moisture of the soil, or you can check, if you don't have cloud cover, but you can do a lot of that. It's not so much tracking an individual vehicle or a car or that. It's much more about the observation of the Earth as a whole. And then one of the things that we need to be doing is updating our weather satellites. So a lot of the weather satellites that are up from an atmospheric science perspective need to be updated and improved, because the ones that have been up a long time.
So these commercial satellites are watching the bad actors as well?
No. So the commercial satellites are mostly looking down, with the exception of Starlink is in use in Ukraine. So there is an agreement, I believe, that with SpaceX for the use of that in country. But that it's an interesting philosophical question now of, you have a commercial company that's being used for national purposes. The U.S. is not doing that, but is that... You have to question is, okay, what's the role of a commercial company at that point then? How do we protect that company? Is it a national asset? And so all those questions have to be answered. And so that's where the policy and law questions come in, of which UND is also an expert in.
It's amazing. Let's go back to the U.S. and some of the special guests. You mentioned the two big names, U.S. Air Force Chief of Staff-to-be, David Alvin, And, right, he's up for that position.
He has been nominated, and he's also the acting chief of staff right now because the previous Air Force chief of staff is now the chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
So they're leapfrogging here.
Yes.
And then the U.S. Space Force Chief of Space Operations as well, General Saltzman. Who else?
So the North Dakota Lieutenant Governor, Tammy Miller, is a huge supporter of all of the investments and things that are going on in North Dakota, both from a North Dakota standpoint, but also bringing it together from national security. We also have the 319th Reconnaissance Wing from Grand Forks Air Force Base, the wing commander, Colonel Timothy Monroe. And then we also have leaders from the Grand Sky UAS Park. There's some big announcements that were actually going on this morning up in Grand Forks about that. And then Northrop Grumman, General Atomics, another, I think it's a platinum sponsor of the conference, is a company called Stratolaunch, which has basically you take a large airplane and you put a missile underneath it and you can launch a satellite from the airplane.
Wow. Interesting. All right, Andrew, we're going to talk about a panel you're part of when we come back. It'll be again tomorrow and Wednesday. We'll be live there on What's On Your Mind covering all of this. It is... It's good to be us right now, to tell you the truth. This is exciting for economic development reasons. It's exciting for national security reasons. There's just a lot of great things happening. And Grand Forks, specifically, UND, at the epicenter of it. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Short break, 16 past the hour. Don't go away.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
It's Scott Hill, and I talked to Mike Lundell today. He wanted me to convey to you his thanks for all the support for MyPillow and the employees in these tough economic times. Mike says, Scott, let's give back to listeners. We got deals on his most popular products. You've heard me talk about my slippers. $29.99 right now. They used to be $100. Giza sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. But great news. The MyPillow 6-pack towel sets are back in stock. Comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths. Regular $80 for a limited time. 6-pack towel set, only $39.99 with the promo code SCOTT. Go to MyPillow.com now. Use promo code SCOTT. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. $39.99 a set. The deal won't last long. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. For this special and many more, or call 800-506-9028. Go to MyPillow.com now, 800-506-9028. Use promo code SCOTT. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. Go to MyPillow.com now.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Our friends at PetroServe USA have some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience waiting for you. They wanted me to tell you that today's the day for cheesy sausage hot dish at West Main Avenue, West Fargo, or beef and noodles, 12th Avenue, 929 Orange Chicken, chicken tender and mac and cheese, NP Avenue, scallop potatoes and ham in Glendon, Salisbury Steak in both Euland and 45th Street, and Beefy Noodles in Castleton. I heard from a listener last week who was traveling, and they actually diverted to Euland because they heard about the fact that there was...
there you go.
I forget the entree, but it was enough to have them divert up to Euland. So, you know, that's why we tell you where they're at. Valley City, Harwood, all home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. PetroServe USA. 21 past the hour, we continue our chat with the University of North Dakota's Dean of the Aerospace School of Science, the John D. Odegaard School of Aerospace Sciences, with us today on the program. And previewing a conference happening tomorrow and Wednesday in Grand Forks called the UAS Summit, the Unmanned Aerial System Summit, that has brought a lot of big names to North Dakota to talk about this. I would say it's really, you know, to most of the general public, Bob, this is a new industry. But as you mentioned, what is this, 17 years with the
That's
UAS?
Right.
I mean, this is not new to UND and aerospace.
Correct. Yeah, 17 years we've been doing this. And actually, and so it started in the mid-2000s. Our first graduates with a degree in UAS was in 2009.
And this industry is just exploding right now.
It is. It is. And it's everything. What you're seeing is you have the smaller UAS and the toys the kids are playing with and things like that, and they're learning how to use the systems all the way to farmers. And so precision agriculture and everything that's going on in this state, it's huge. But then also the wind turbine inspections and power line inspections and disaster recovery efforts. And so you're seeing a larger influence of UAS across our society. Outside of what people think of drones are for. We're starting to improve on drone delivery, too. So we have a research project going on. It's actually through one of the tribal colleges that delivering medicine across Lake Sakakawea to see if you can use drones to do that instead of driving 140 miles around trip.
Have you seen these huge ag drones? I mean, 160-gallon sprayers? Right. I mean, they're massive.
Yeah.
Are you guys working with as much as the prop-driven, you know, i.e., you know, helicopter straight up and down versus, like, you know, the Reaper drone or, you know, jet propulsion drones?
We're actually doing both, not okay. So much the jet-powered ones.
Yep.
But so they start on the small multi-rotor drones,
then
they get
propeller
to the bigger and bigger. And we have a partnership right now with a company in California that we had a donor step forward and give us funds to purchase two large heavy-lift drones, which are basically what you're talking about. So vertical lift and then being able to do more with it. And so we're going to start to see some disruption in some industries with some of those heavier lift drones.
I wouldn't want to be a crop sprayer right now because those drones are going to invade that space.
Oh, the precision they have. They can dial in on a little bad spot in the field, go right in there, bam, hit it, fly away.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, there's so many uses for them, but the power lines, the disaster recovery efforts, or searching for a lost person in the Red River.
The border.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. So back to the U.S. Summit. Tell me a little bit about the panel that you're heading up there.
So myself and two other deans, so Dean Tandy from the College of Engineering and Mines and Dean Rundquist from the College of Arts and Sciences are going to be on a panel with our Associate Vice President of Research of National Security, Mark Askelson. We're going to talk about what we're doing in the national security realm from a research perspective, but also workforce development. And so how are we working with Northrop Grumman or General Atomics or the Space Development Agency to grow what's going on in North Dakota, and then just talking about all the great things that are going on.
AI, what kind of impact is that going to have on the UAS space?
It's huge. And so right now you see a lot of the drones are being controlled, single drone, single user, single pilot or controller that's doing it. You're going to start to see more of one person operating several drones, and in order for them to do that, you're going to need more onboard processing on the drone itself. And AI is helping with that. And UND has been taking a leap forward with this. In fact, last week we hosted the co-founder of OpenAI ChatGPT, Greg Brockman, who's actually from Thompson, North Dakota. So we hosted him on campus last week. President Armacost did a fireside chat type interview with him. So President Armacost is going to talk about AI and its implication for drones and how else we're going to see that.
Wow. Also, a topic of discussion, the defense and counter UAS technologies and regulations. What's up there?
So the Department of Homeland Security has the lead for counter UAS. And since we've been so integrated in with the FAA and DHS and those types of things, we're the natural place to come and do some of that work. And so a lot of it's going on at Camp Grafton. So we're working with the North Dakota National Guard because of the airspace and control and things that we can do. But it's detecting and defending what we're trying to do. And so one of the aspects we're looking at for detecting is not is not so much radar, it's microphones. And can you put an array of microphones in an area and you can actually pinpoint something flying? So you can weed out that it's not an insect or a bird, that it actually is a drone, and you can identify what the drone is from the sound.
Fall 2023 semester underway. Tell me about some other things that are happening at UND.
Well, so UND's been very successful this year in terms of recruiting. And so we have our overall enrollment is up, despite enrollment at most universities across the nation being down. So that's a success story for the programs that we have and the hard work that people are putting in. Fundraising is going very well also. So last week we had the public announcement of the public phase of our capital campaign. And so it's looking at scholarships, it's looking at endowed professorships, and it's looking at capital buildings. And so if you haven't been up to the UND recently, we have a lot of buildings that are brand new. New dorms are open. Our Memorial Union is open, the new Nistler College of Business and Public Administration. And then we have more coming. And so it's we're already two-thirds of the way to the $500 million goal, which is it's pretty phenomenal to do that. But the big news of the week, obviously, is the football game this weekend. So
yeah, to go there. Yeah, you did.
I did.
Wow. But, how's the job outlook for graduates? I mean, clearly, it's quite bright.
So in our,
I was done talking about the football game.
Yeah, so I just wanted before we move on.
Enrollment's
up. I mean,
this is enrollment's up.
Jobs are waiting.
They are. And so, so as you look at each one of our colleges, so obviously in the College of Aerospace Sciences, our aviation program, pretty much every graduate who wants an airline job, once they get their 1,000 hours, they can get one. But if we look across the campus, teachers, there's a huge teacher shortage nationwide. And so our College of Education and Human Development is training people to fulfill that. And then our College of Nursing and Professional Disciplines is training people to help in the medical careers. And then our medical school, everybody needs doctors. And rural medicine is huge. And rural medicine is one of the grand challenges of UND, to help us identify doctors and nurses and medical people to go work in the rest of the state.
Sure. And as you mentioned earlier, there's actually a connection between what you do at the School of Aerospace Sciences and the healthcare.
There is. And interestingly, in our nutrition department, we have an outstanding new assistant professor who is all about trying to not only delivering medicine, but can we deliver food and deliver not Twinkies, but can you deliver actually healthy food back and forth or get it to places? And so you think about Lake Sakakawea, but also you think about when there's a blizzard and the highways are closed and you can't get to the grocery store. How do you get food to where it needs, where people need it from? And so I think we're going to see more of that.
That's fascinating. Well, great conversation. There's more coming up in 2024 with initiatives and events and conferences, so more of the same on the way, right?
It is. We're hosting the second annual Stratospheric Operations and Research Symposium, which we hosted the first one this year. This next one's going to be even bigger. And then for the community, the UND Aerospace, so my college is hosting its Aerospace Community Day again. The date for that is April 6th, and so the college will be open that day for families and kids and tours and everything.
Fascinating. Well, keep up the great work. Appreciate the catching up with you, and we'll see you tomorrow on Wednesday at the UAS Summit.
All right, thanks for having us.
How about that? The Dean at the University of North Dakota, John D. Odegaard, School of Aerospace Sciences, Bob Cross with us with a nice update today on the program. When we come back, the great one, Mark Levin. Our plan was to talk about his new book, but I think we're going to talk a little bit about what's happening on our television screens right now. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
News update. A Florida-based private rescue organization deploying resources to Israel to evacuate Americans who can't get out or are being held hostage. The chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee says Congress can provide aid to Israel without a House speaker, but it's not ideal. A man accused of faking his own death to avoid rape charges in Utah, set to be extradited to the U.S. Nicholas Aliverdian, who also goes by Nicholas Rossi, insists he's an Irishman named Arthur Knight and had been living in Scotland. However, he was captured at a hospital in the U.K. Police believe his tattoos and fingerprints prove otherwise. Many banks and government offices closed today in observance of Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day. The post office closed, but FedEx and UPS running as usual. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by Cirasset. If you have anxiety, nervousness, battle with states of depression or sadness, maybe broken sleep, need some more energy. If you've lost your ability to handle stress, maybe from an illness or injury, physical or emotional, dealing with chronic pain, having early onset memory problems, difficulty thinking, all of those are ailments you should talk to our friends at Cirasset about. A wellness company that helps its clients relax their brains to manage stress, restore hope, and achieve restful sleep. Find out more at Cirasset.com, C-E-R-E-S-E-T.com, Cirasset.com. Our next guest is the great one, the author of The Democratic Party Hates America, Mark Levin, back with us on What's on Your Mind. Mark, how are you, my friend?
I'm all right. Scott, how are you?
Well, I think like all of us, watching what is happening and has happened all week long, you could probably spend the entire time we're going to chat today talking about how the Democratic Party hates Israel, too, because of the mess that we now find ourselves in. As I heard you say over the weekend, these are Arab Nazis. Let's call them what they are. Nobody's picked up on this, but that's what they are. There's Nazis attacking right now, correct?
Yeah, well, they're doing a pretty good imitation of it. People aren't calling them that. They were calling them militia. They weren't even calling them terrorists for a while there. Look, as for my book, I want to thank everybody who's acquired a copy. I hope everybody will acquire a copy. When you read it, you will better understand where the Democrat Party is today when it comes to our country, when it comes to Jews, and when it comes to blacks and everybody else. And I want to encourage people to get it. That said, I think it's important that I address, mostly for the rest of this time anyway, what is taking place. What's taking place here is that Joe Biden and his party have rearmed the Iranians. Donald Trump had his foot on their throats. Their economy was tanking. Their export of oil was limited to 400,000 barrels today, period. Today it's about 4 million barrels. It's brought over $70 billion into that country over a period of 2.5 years. He didn't lift the sanctions, Biden, but he wouldn't enforce them. And the word was back-channeled, and so they're selling it to who? Communist China, Venezuela, Syria, Russia. They also issued a waiver, giving them another $10 to $15 billion. And they had hard cash reserves when Donald Trump left office of a couple of billion, and today they have $70 billion. Donald Trump, after trying to deal with the Palestinians, gave up. They refused to stop committing acts of terrorism against the Jews. And he said, that's enough. They're not going to get another penny in American taxpayer dollars, because what they do is they claim them for these refugee programs and so forth. They go right to equipping themselves. And they were killing Americans over there. One was Taylor Force, a West Point graduate, was killed in an act of terrorism when he was just visiting Israel. He was going to Villanova. He'd served in the U.S. military. The act was named after him. And the act said simply, you guys are using American taxpayer dollars, you Palestinians, to give pensions to terrorists' families who are killed committing acts of terrorism. And the more people they kill, the bigger the pension. And Trump said, they're going to continue to do that. They're done. And so he did things like that, and Joe Biden reversed every single one of them. The Palestinians have more money flowing into them now than ever before. And so they see this. And also in the negotiations with Iran, they saw Neville Chamberlain and worse. Biden sent a guy over there to negotiate with the Iranians who just lost his top secret clearance. This is a guy who's been sympathetic to the Iranians. This is a guy that was a roommate for a period of time with Blinken. Blinken was the deputy secretary under Obama. So what does all this mean? What all this means is Obama and Biden, and Biden's staff is Obama's staff. They wanted to rejigger the Middle East so there would be a balance of power between Israel and Iran. So they didn't have a problem with Iran having nukes over a period of time. And they felt that this would create a balance of power, so they wanted to redesign the Middle East. And, of course, that is suicide to anybody who loves liberty. I want to remind people who aren't Jews, but let's say you're Christian. What happened to the Christian community in Bethlehem? It's been all but decimated. The birthplace of Jesus. How many Christians are left in the Middle East? Very few. And those who are left, often discriminated against, brutalized, and murdered. The commander, one of the commanders for Hamas, there's a video out on this, he said, this isn't just about slaughtering the Jews. We want to eliminate the Christians, non-believers, I use my phrase, soft Muslims, here and in the rest of the world. And people need to understand, this is why Iran wants nuclear weapons. Iran doesn't want nuclear weapons to defend itself from anything. Israel hasn't attacked Iran. We're not attacking Iran. We need to listen carefully to what these people say, and we better believe that they mean what they say, or we're going to lose everything.
That's exactly what I said earlier. This is much further than Jewish people.
Let me just say this.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mark. Sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that Biden betrayed the Jewish people in Israel. He armed up their enemies. He tried to push pressure on Netanyahu and undermine his authority by not even meeting with him. The radical left in our country and in Europe, as well as in Israel, have been involved in 9 months of mass protests. And so people say, is there intelligence failure? Well, of course. It's intelligence failure here in the United States. There was an intelligence failure on 9/11 and the Tet Offensive and Pearl Harbor. The truth is this. When a country's at war with itself, and we are, and the Israelis were, it distracts you. The enemy sees it, and the enemy strikes. And I would just warn our fellow Americans, China is plotting for war right now. They're going to go into Taiwan sooner than later. We are not prepared. We are undermining our military with wokeness. They're not properly funded. Our fellow Americans are not psychologically prepared. Our all-volunteer army is missing all of its goals in terms of recruitment because of wokeness. People want nothing to do with it. We are a country that is destroying ourselves internally while our enemy is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. So I just wanted to point that out, too.
Mark Levin, our guest, the book is The Democratic Party Hates America. We're talking about this war in the Middle East. There are, we understand, reports now near continuous explosions in Gaza City. What should Israel do in response to this?
Well, I'm not a military technician, but whatever it has to do to destroy the enemy. You know, in World War II, we didn't keep counts of how many Germans and Japanese and Italians how many civilians in those countries and in those territories were killed, and we didn't put them up on a screen every day. Look at how many are killed and killed. No, the goal was to destroy them, but we would have lost, and we would have lost badly. And you know what? Civilians die in those circumstances, and it needs to be understood. What we did in World War II was righteous. It was just. It was self-defense. The same thing applies to the Israelis. They didn't attack anybody. In fact, they spent enormous sums of money just trying to defend themselves with defensive fences, defensive missile systems, and on and on and on. Well, sometimes they're breached, aren't they? Because you can't be perfect about it. But you have people where you're building up these defenses to defend your people, and they managed to get through them and so forth and so on for the purpose of slaughtering civilians. You can't win a war when your enemy is targeting civilians. You're going door to door trying to find terrorists. Honestly, that's why we lost in Iraq. That's why we don't win wars anymore. It's either war or it's not war. And I'm not going to count civilians dead on the other side. I keep hearing, you know, the Gaza Strip is one of the most dense places in the world. 2 million people living in a 140-mile square area. Well, doesn't Hamas know that? So then why does Hamas do what it did? And the media will turn on Israel as soon as Israel gets his footing and rather than being a victim, becomes a conqueror. Because it's not going to allow this to stand. You have people who live in Israel who lived through the Holocaust. They are not going to surrender to this. They are not going to give up to this. But the New York Times will, because they censored the Holocaust. Our media will run to the defense of the Palestinians. How do we know this? They always do. Always.
They already are.
Is the media? Well, they already are. You look at MSNBC, it's as if it's the propaganda wing of Hamas. And this is another point in the book about the media in our country. The media is a propaganda operation for the Biden administration and now the Democrat Party. And if the Democrat Party is not going to get its Hamas wing under control, and we know who they are, they're the squad and more, then people need to understand, as I explain in the book, just how evil these bastards are.
You also
the
talk
Democrat
about the
Party hates our own country. And they hate our allies. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Scott.
No, that's all right. I was just going to tell you that you make a great point, a quote, actually, Barack Obama and Joe Biden and others about wanting to fundamentally transform America. Obviously, if you transform something, you don't love it or even like it. But are they in the process of transforming not only America, but the world?
You transform America, our allies collapse. Because our enemies are going to take advantage of it. When you talk nicer to the communist Chinese leader Xi, who's running a genocidal regime, who is plotting with nuclear weapons and conventional weapons to force his quote-unquote enemies to capitulate to whatever he wants. When you talk nicer about that man than you do Donald Trump, it's amazing. You know, on MSNBC, must call Donald Trump Hitler every other show. They must call him a Nazi every other show. Things that he says, oh, isn't that like Scarborough says to one of these clowns? Isn't what he said about immigration, isn't that like Nazi? Like, yes, Nazi, Nazi. And yet you won't call the Hamas terrorists who are using Nazi tactics Nazis. That's pretty damn sick.
It's sick is right, and you do a great job of exposing the media for what they are in this book. By the way, the audio book is 11 hours, and I enjoyed every second of it. Actually, listen to the first chapter
three times.
Listen, Mark,
I want you to know I had to listen to American Marxism twice because it was so deep. So my wife was really ticked at me because she couldn't listen to her music on our road trip, but she got over it.
This book, all the books, are must-read, especially in the dangerous times in which we live. Mark Levin, The Democratic Party Hates America. Get the book, read the book, share the book. God bless you, Mark.
You too, brother. Take care, guys.
All the best. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground. This can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about healthcare, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Living with a terminal illness can be a challenging and stressful experience for both patients and their loved ones. At times you may feel overwhelmed or alone. Hospice of the Red River Valley is committed to helping people live comfortably and with a sense of normalcy. Everyone deserves to have the best quality of life possible and be treated with dignity. And for over 40 years, Hospice of the Red River Valley has provided physical, emotional, and spiritual end-of-life care to those living with a life-limiting illness and their loved ones. For you, for them, for us, Hospice of the Red River Valley. Take control of your care online at hrrv.org, hrrv.org. Bunch of emails about our trip to New York City and whether there are seats left. There are, although I think we're about halfway full already, so it's moving pretty quick. So if you heard about that and thought, oh, darn it, I got to get going on that, go to our website, am1100theflag.com, am1090theflag.com. Right on the front page, you'll see a place to click and get all the information. So you can take that in. You also, by the way, if you have any quick questions after checking out the website and all the details on the itinerary, you can call our switchboard at 701-356-4220. And Sophia will get you any additional information, get you to the right folks. Starts at $33.59 per person based on double occupancy. And this is November 28th through December 2nd to New York City. My wife Marie and I hosting yet another trip. Looking forward to it. Again, that switchboard number 701-356-4220. Fred and Wing, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Fred?
Oh, hello, Scott, Kevin. How you guys doing?
Doing great, sir. How are
good.
You?
Yeah, nice to hear from you guys. I heard Mark Levin the other night when I was listening to him when it was happening. It was early in the morning. He was telling this thing, everything about what he was telling, and all of a sudden on Fox News, he got taken off, and a Chinese guy came on, and he was drawing pictures of flowers. It's like Fox News was hacked and Mark Levin was over on YouTube. It was just really weird. I appreciate you having him on there today. He's pretty right on. I thought that maybe, Scott, you and Kevin might be interested in what the Bible has to say about some of this.
Please share.
Hello? Okay, there's a little known prophet, one of the minor prophets called Amos. Short book, end of the Old Testament. Chapter 1, he talks about Gaza. Now, he calls it the fourth transgression. Now, there's been Gaza Strip. You take Lebanon up there, the terrorists up there, the Hezbollah, then you take Syria, you take the guys down, the Houthis down in the south. For four times, and Egypt too, this is the fourth time that they've came against Israel in a big way, organized, all four of them together. Once when Israel was created, 1967, 93, and this is the third transgression. That was the third transgression, 93. And now, this is the fourth transgression. And in this little prophet, he talks about Gaza Strip. And he says, for three transgressions of Gaza, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof. So on the fourth one, he's not going to turn away. This is the fourth transgression of these four organized efforts. It's all Iran, like Levon Levin said. I will not turn away the punishment thereof because they have carried away captives into captivity to deliver them and to eat them. But I will send a fire on the wall of Gaza, which shall devour the palaces thereof, and I will cut off the inhabitants from Ashdod. That's one of the towns that they invaded the other night. And him that holdeth the scepter from Ashkelon, that's another town they went in the other night, and Ekron, another town mentioned the other night, and I will remove the remnant of the Philistines, and they shall perish, saith the Lord God. That's where the Philistines were never kicked out of Israel when they came back to the Promised Land. And this time, because of their fourth transaction, Amos says their fourth transgression. It's not only Gaza that this is going to happen to. It's Lebanon, Syria, and if you read Amos, everybody, go read Amos.
Very good. Very good suggestion, Fred. As always, you're a treasure. Thanks for connecting the dots. If anybody, anywhere, doesn't see what is happening in this time in which we live as biblical, you're horribly naive. No doubt about it. Thank you, Fred. Appreciate that. Here's an off-air call.
Hi there. I kind of think this whole attack on Israel kind of stinks in a way because a country that has the most advanced weaponry systems, radar detection, et cetera, it just seems kind of weird how this happened all of a sudden out of the dark. So those are just my thoughts. Thank you.
All right.
We talked about that before in one of our early breaks. About the Sky Dome defense systems or whatever they have over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. I mean, you'd think they'd be able to pick up a couple of old Russian rockets or whoever gave Hamas those.
I'm going to pause on the conspiracy theories and say we are where we are.
Yeah, true that.
You know, what's amazing is the Biden White House went ballistic this weekend on the folks that were connecting dots between Iran and the dollars that went for the hostage.
Oh, yeah, how dare
dollars.
They?
Listen, and Mark Levin touched on this. Since Biden took office, the amount of dollars that Iran could access in foreign exchange reserves went from $6 billion, but the size of Haiti,
mm-hmm.
to $70
billion. Mm-hmm.
And from 400,000 barrels of oil a day at $55 a barrel, to, as he said, nearly 4 million barrels at $85 a barrel.
Now look past Biden, because it's not Biden, okay? It's the team.
Oh, yes. Obama's
it's the cabal.
Obama's the ultimate
Israel. It's a team.
PetroServe USA brings you our broadcast. Check them out today for lunch. Valley City, Harwood, West Main Avenue, 12th Avenue, NP Avenue, Glendon, Euland, 45th, Castleton, Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience. God bless you, folks.
At Bigley Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Have I got a deal for you. All month long at PetroServe USA, buy a coffee mug, get $2 off, and you'll have free coffee for the life of the mug. Unbelievable deal. Motor oil, regularly $29.99, $19 for 15W40 gallons. Quarts are $6, regular $8.99. Check mix are 99 cents. King-size candy bars $1.39. And Pop-Tarts for 59 cents. Those deals and many more at a PetroServe USA near you.
PetroServe USA.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.